You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We're about halfway through spring training, and a lot of players from a lot of teams have headed out to join their World Baseball Classic teams, including some key Texas Rangers. Let's talk to T.R. Sullivan about that and more. I'm Allison Futter. T.R., let's just start with the World Baseball Classic. It's very cool. I see a lot of players that are from, like, the Dominican Republic and Venezuela, that they're very excited to do this, to play for their country. There seems to be an air of excitement with every team. Have you noticed that with some of the Rangers players?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you talk to Jonathan LaCroix, who's going to catch for the Team USA. I mean, he's just absolutely thrilled to play for his country. I mean, it's a big moment for him. Alex Claudio going to pitch for Puerto Rico. Great honor for that young kid who had a nice season last year. Adrian Beltre, I mean, he's been nursing a strained calf muscle, but he's been trying hard to get ready for the WBC. He really wants to play, really wants to be there. So he's headed off, and he's going to be there for the first round. So, yeah, just those three guys there alone, you can see how much this means to them.
Are there any concerns about Beltre? Have they told him anything about easing up, not putting, you know, too much pressure on his body during this tournament? Has he, you know, are the Rangers concerned?
Well, I mean, you got to be concerned. He's their best player. He's 37, 38 years old. But, you know, he's got to get ready for the major league season somehow. And, you know, he's healthy, and I don't think Beltre would jeopardize his health for the WBC. He's either going to play for the Dominican Republic or he's going to play for the Rangers here in spring training. Obviously, the Rangers situation would be more controlled and far less intense. But still, I mean, the guy's got to get ready for the season, and this is as good as any.
Yeah, I think that maybe the chance of injury factor is a little bit overblown just because they're playing in all kinds of exhibition games anyway throughout spring training, regardless of the WBC. Okay, so let's move to the team's other news about the team. Yu Darvish, so he looks good, and this normally wouldn't be news, except I guess we really do have to make a note that the further he gets away from Tommy John surgery, the further he gets away from when he came back to pitch, is a good thing. And I guess he's looking forward more than anything to just being a normal pitcher that nobody is really concerned about anymore in terms of health. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing that Darvish said yesterday was that he still felt some sensation in the elbow last year when he'd sit down in the dugout and then have to go out back out and pitch. He'd still feel it a little bit. And this spring he hasn't felt anything. He feels great, and that's important for the Rangers. I mean, we all know that Darvish is a free agent after this season, and, you know, we all know it's going to take a hefty contract most likely to keep him. But I think the big thing the Rangers want to make sure is he's healthy. I mean, when he's healthy, he's an incredibly talented pitcher, but that's always a concern for anybody, and especially Darvish.
And they can't really – they're beyond any kind of restrictions for him, right? I mean, it's not like they have to sort of guide him along like they did when he was coming back last year. I would think that this year would just be a more normal – maybe more normal schedule for him.
Yeah, I think he should be full go. I mean, obviously, major league teams monitor their pitchers carefully no matter who they are. That would especially be true with Darvish, and they'd like to see him cut down his number of pitches per inning. I think it was like 15.7 last year. We all know that 15 is kind of the cutoff point. I don't know if he can get it below 15, but they still would like for him to, you know, get more early contact and, you know, not worry about striking everybody out, which we know he can do in his sleep. So, yeah, they're going to monitor him a little bit, just like they would with anybody.
Yeah, I guess you have to, as long as he's going to keep going along. So I like this story that you wrote. I always love the human interest stories. And so Doug Bernier, who has been a baseball player for a very long time, but he is also has a hobby on the side, and he has a website, and you featured him on this. So he seems to be kind of an analytics nerd. Is that sort of what you learned from him?
I think he just loves baseball, and he loves teaching. He loves learning about baseball, and it's just something that he kind of started, like you said, by accident. You know, he's one of those utility players that can play, like, the infield and the outfield, and he's even pitched a little bit. So he's had to learn, you know, a bunch of different positions and all the intricacies of that position. So now he just started taking notes, started writing it all down, and then he started putting it in his computer, and his wife said, hey, why don't you make a website? And he did. I mean, I've seen the website. It's obviously very, very impressive. A lot of great baseball instruction there from a lot of people, not just Doug, but you know, Garrett Richards is on there. Billy Wagner, your old pal, is on there. And Josh Donaldson. And a lot of impressive names have contributed videos and instruction texts. And it's a pretty good website to, you know, check out.
So it's called ProBaseballInsider.com. So when you mention, like, the Garrett Richards and Billy Wagner, so they're on video on the website, like, giving instruction to a particular area of expertise.
Yeah, he, Bernie told me that one day, you know, in the off season, I don't know where they were, but Wagner just asked him to come out and help with a youth camp, and they went out there and started talking, and the next thing you know, there's Billy Wagner on the website talking about his long toss program. So, I mean, Doug's a great guy. He's very well respected in the game, and when a guy's played this long and keeps getting a job and a chance, you know he's well respected, and he just collects the information and collects the sources and puts it on the website. It's really a great website to visit.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, yeah, you know, players are encouraged to look beyond their playing careers and figure out what they want to do. So maybe this is something that he's just going to, you know, make into a living when he's done playing. So, okay, good stuff. TR, thank you so much.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.